I think also, so that this becomes relevant to us, if you read the last verse, it says, "And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things." And you know, I wonder sometimes, young people, if we fear God. We ought to think about that. Because Ananias and Sapphira obviously did not. They thought they could deceive the Spirit of God. They lied. And judgment fell immediately upon them. Some of us that are a little bit older can tell you that we have seen the hand of God in judgment upon believers who have misbehaved to the point where God says, "You will not drag my name through the mud." And God has come in judgment. And we ask you, young people, if you think that God is like a man that we can play with. And I think this is the reason why we have this account here, that we learn to walk circumspectly, to know that it is the Lord's assembly, that it is the habitation of God through the Spirit, it is a place of holiness. The Spirit of God dwells in you and I, and we ought to have clean vessels. We ought not to live immoral lives. We ought not to be profane, because it is possible, young people, that the Lord could come in judgment upon you. So fear came upon the church. What a tremendous experience to know Mr. Ananias, Sapphira, to have just talked with them, to have heard that they were giving a contribution, and to find out that they were dead because they sought to deceive not Peter, but the Spirit of God. I want to encourage you, young people, not just to talk the talk as if you are living right, but to live right. Because God, not Brother Chuck, Brother John, or Emil, or myself, you're not playing with men. We don't see everything. We're not all seeing, all knowing. We're not every place. But God is. And I want to tell you, God will allow you to go only so far before he steps in. Now, time is gone. And there was a question passed to me. And I just want to read an answer, because we've been using this phrase, transitional book. It simply means that it is a book that acts as a bridge, number one, from the Gospels to take us into this new dispensation, the age of the church, where we get church teaching and doctrine in the epistles. So we start to see, or we see in the book of Acts, how God is moving things forward. You know, a transition is going from one period to another. And it's helping us to see how God is moving. He has, and we've seen this today, he's opened the eyes of the Jew. He's opened the eyes of the Jew to the Samaritans. He's also opened the eyes of the Samaritans to the Jews and to the Gentiles, and even to those who were disciples of John the Baptist, to say that there is something new that God is doing, and the Spirit of God is pushing everyone forward, crossing over this bridge. Think of just a little bridge, so that we now on the other side of the bridge, where we have this new, unique, wondrous thing, which is the assembly, which every believer who is born of God is now a part of, which is something that had not ever existed before. So that's what we mean by transitional. It's a change. It's a moving forward.
I wonder if I might suggest for you in your devotions tonight a verse to be added as you begin to look, and we will look at tomorrow, the kind of seeds we see sown in 1 Corinthians, to look at Acts chapter 20. I thought another verse that should be in here is 1 Timothy 3:15-16, that there is behavior in the house of God that is proper. So I wonder if that might also be brought into our discussions. This is really the crux of what we're talking about, that we might learn how to behave ourselves in the house of God, the church of the living God.